Seven fine pair of dollar mission olive garachas, a care, a vineyard that is bare in the middle. Until now, we were talking about Clyde's Rock, planting two different types of grain or other types of produce next to each other. In this paragraph, we're going to be talking about Clyde Karen, planting grain or other types of produce next to a vineyard. Clyde Karen is more stringent than Clyde's Rock, because Clyde Karen is usher by no, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Bishami said, into the bare spot in the middle of the vineyard, unless that bare spot in the middle of the vineyard is 24 amos. That you have 24 amos in the middle of a vineyard without any vines there at all, that would allow you to plant some other type of produce in the middle of the vineyard. But if there's less than 24 amos in the middle of the vineyard that is bare, you cannot plant any other type of produce in the middle of the vineyard, and that would be Clyde Karen. While Basil holds that if you have a bare spot in the middle of the vineyard that's 16 amos, that's enough to allow you to plant other types of produce in the middle, since there are no vines for 16 amos. The Mishnah will later on explain more about Karachabek Karim. Makwar Karim, the outside circle of a Karim. In other words, the space between the Karim and the fence that encircles the Karim. Beishami Arimim Shesha Sri Amma. Well, Beishami Arimim Shesha Sri Amma. Beishami says, unless there's 16 amos between the vineyard and the fence that encircles it, you would not be allowed to plant any other type of produce over there, as it would be Klayim. While Beishami holds, it would be sufficient if there's 12 amos between the vineyard and the fence and the circles it, to allow you to plant other types of produce between the vineyards and the fence. In the next Mishnah, it will explain more about Machlok Karen. Baby Karacha that Karen. What is this Karacha that Karen that we're discussing in the beginning of the Mishnah? Karen Shacharav Mamsa. A vineyard that divides in the middle of the vineyard has been stripped bare. Imesham Sheshet Reyama Loyavi Zerlisham. If the middle of the vineyard has been stripped of its vine, it's less than 16 amos. You cannot plant any other type of produce in the middle of the vineyard. Whether the middle of the vineyard that has been stripped of its vine is totally encircled by vines on all four sides, or even if there are only vines on two sides and the other two sides there are no vines, it doesn't make a difference either way. Since there are less than 16 amos in the middle of the vineyard that is stripped of its vines, you can't plant any other type of produce there. It would be climbing. The reason being is that you have to give 4 amos on either side for the avodas hakaren, meaning to say that the 4 amos next to the vines on either side is needed to work on the vineyards. When you harvest the grapes, you bring the oxen and the wagons, and you need 4 amos for the oxen and the wagon. And also when you plow, you have to bring the oxen to plow. So you need 4 amos on both sides next to the vine for the avodas hakaren. So those 4 amos on both sides is considered part of the karen since it's needed for the working of the karen. So that's 8 amos altogether. They have 4 amos on either side, 8 amos altogether. And unless you have another 8 amos in the middle, altogether 16 amos, it would also be bustled to the Karim and be considered part of the Karim. As if there's less than another 8 amos beside the Avodas HaKarim, it would be bustled to the vineyard. As when you take the part that's in the middle and divide it in half, you give half to the vines on one side and half to the vines on the other side. If it's less than 8 amos, so you'd have less than 4 amos for both sides. And less than 4 amos is considered insignificant and would be bustled to the Karim and would be considered part of the Karim. So when you have less than 16 amos in the middle, when you take 4 amos on both sides for the Avodas of the Karim, that takes away 8 amos that's considered part of the Karim. And if what you have left is less than 8 amos, that would also be bustled to the Karim. And since it's less than 8 amos, when you divide it in half, you have less than 4 amos for both sides. Less than 4 amos is insignificant and is bustled to the Karim and is considered part of the vineyard. So therefore, if the part in the middle that's stripped of its vine is less than 16 amos, that amount at the middle of the Karim, since it's less than 16 amos, is bustled to the Karim and is considered part of the vineyard. So when you plant in the middle, it would be Clyde Karim. So you can't plant any other type of produce in the middle between the vines. Hayusham Shesha Sri Amma Noisnula Abudasa Vizorea Esamoiser. But if the middle of the vineyard that has been stripped of its vines is 16 amos or more, in such a case, you would be allowed to plant in the middle. You have to give the Avodas HaKarim on both sides, meaning to say you can't plant in the 4 amos next to the vines on either side, as that's considered part of the Avodas HaKarim. That's what's needed for working on the Karim. So you can't plant on those 4 amos, but you can plant in the middle. And after you give 4 amos for one side and 4 amos for the other, you still have at least another 8 amos in the middle. And since you have another 8 amos in the middle, those 8 amos, even when you divide it in half and give half to one side and half to the other, it's still 4 amos or more. a forearm which is considered significant and is not baltal to the Karam, and therefore is not considered part of the Karam. And since it's not part of the Karam, you would be allowed to plant in those 8 amos, and it would not be considered Klai Karam, according to Beis Hillel. So the client by Adal Mishma Beis, Evihi Machwa Karam. Then Karam, look at, what is this Machwa Karam that we were discussing in the previous mission? Machwa Karam is referring to the space between the vines and the fence that encircles it. This is called Macho. Macho means a circle. And we're referring to the space between the end of the vineyard and the fence that encircles the vineyard. And we said in the previous mission that according to Beis Hillel, if there's 12 amos or more of space between the vines and the fence that encircles it, you would be allowed to plant other types of produce in that space. If there's less than 12 amos of empty space between the vines and the fence that encircles it, you would not be allowed to plant any other type of produce in that space as it would be considered Klai Karam. The reason being that the 4 amos next to the vines is considered part of the vineyard, since that's needed for the Avodas HaKarim, like we discussed in the previous mission, that the 4 amos next to the vines are needed for the working of the Karim, to bring your oxen there to plow and to harvest. So those 4 amos, since they're needed for the Karim, are considered part of the Karim, and you can't plant any other type of produce there. And the 4 amos next to the wall are not counted, because the 4 amos next to the wall are needed for the wall. And a person is mafkir those 4 amos for the wall. Those 4 amos are reserved for people trampling those 4 amos to strengthen the wall so that the wall doesn't topple. So those 4 amos aren't taken into consideration. So if you have less than 12 amos, when you take away the 4 amos next to the vines and the 4 amos next to the wall, you have less than 4 amos remaining. And since there's less than 4 amos remaining, it is considered an insignificant amount of karka, and it would be bustled to the Karam. And that would also be part of the vineyard. And since it's insignificant, it's less than 4 amos, it would be bustled to the Karam and be considered part of the vineyard. So you would not be allowed to plant anything there since it's part of the Karam. As opposed to if you have 12 amos between the vineyard and the fence, the amount of space that you have when you take away the 4 amos for the Avodas HaKarim and the 4 amos next to the wall, which is needed to strengthen the wall, that amount of space would be considered significant. If there were 12 amos between the vineyard and the fence, in such a case, after giving the Karim, the Avodas HaKarim, meaning to say, the 4 amos next to the Karim is the Avodas HaKarim, that's the space that's needed to work on the Karim for the plowing and the harvesting, so you can't plant anything in that space. But the rest of the space, you would be allowed to plant it. So the rest of the space would not be considered part of the Karam. As since, when you take away the 4 amos for the Avodas HaKarim, and the 4 amos next to the wall, which is needed for the strengthening of the wall, you still have 4 amos left in the middle. And 4 amos is considered a significant amount. And it would not be bustled to the Karam and would not be considered part of the Karam, so you would be allowed to plant in those 4 amos, according to Beis Hillel.